Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't want your body, but I need to think about you with somebody else.
It was a bit of a clown farm. Jordana here. Happy Wednesday. Talking about the debate last night. We expected that because the last one was a storm. I mean, it's a dumpster fire. They're all yelling at each other. The handlers, the moderators, just have zero control over anything that goes on. Everybody's going over their time and interrupting each other and raising their hands like they're in third grade. It's silliness. Everybody went after Bernie last night, as, of course, he was the front runner after Nevada. They were complaining about his Medicare for All math, his record on gun manufacturers, the fact that he claims to have supported a Cuban authoritarian regime, because he said that they did a good job educating, that Fidel Castro did a good job educating his constituents. And then, of course, he talked, or people attacked him about Russia. I'm going to tell you about that, why Russia loves Bernie, why Russia loves Bernie and Trump. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But the really fun part of the debate for me last night, except for Joe Biden, and he yelled the whole time, which was annoying. Joe Biden, when he got cut off, he did say, "Hey, why am I getting cut off? Nobody else gets cut off. I guess it's my Catholic school training." And he was really cute about it. I thought he won the debate with that comment because it was very sweet. But the really fun part about the debate for me was at the end, when I believe it was Gayle King asked each possible nominee, she asked, "What is something surprising that people would find about you?" But more importantly, she said, "What is your life's motto? What are your words to live by?" And I thought, you know what? That is a segment on the radio that we're going to do tomorrow. So I listened to their words to live by. Chris put them together in a nice compilation for all of us. And then I'm going to read you the Twitter responses, and you get to chime in. My phone number is 651-989-9226. After the possible candidates share, then you share your words to live by.
My motto, every day I write a cross on my hand to remind myself to tell the truth and do what's right, no matter what.
That was Tom Steyer.
My motto is the words of one of my political mentors, Paul Wellstone, who's sadly no longer with us. And he said that politics is about improving people's lives.
You recognize that? It's Amy. Weak answer, but okay.
When you get knocked down, get up, and everyone's entitled to be treated with dignity, no matter what, no matter who they are. My also that everyone should be represented. Everyone, no one's better than me, and I'm no better than anyone else.
That's a lot of words, but of course, that's Joe Biden.
The motto, the saying that moves me the most is from Nelson Mandela. And Mandela said, "Everything is impossible until it happens."
Of course, that was Bernie.
It's Matthew 25. And that is, "Inasmuch as ye hath done it unto one of these, the least of thy brethren, ye hath done it unto me."
All right. Well, Senator Warren going all biblical on us.
I seek to live by the teachings that say that if you would be a leader, you must first be a servant. And of course, the teaching, not unique to the Christian tradition, but a big part of it, that holds that we are to treat others as we would be treated.
All traditions. Thank you, Mayor Pete.
I've trained for this job for a long time. And when I get it, I'm going to do something rather than just talk about it.
Leave it to Bloomberg to keep it political. So I don't know that they really were in the spirit of the moment when they were asked, "What are your words to live by?" I turned to Handsome Husband and I said, "Okay, so I don't know that we get to say what our words to live by are, because it's the people around us that see us every day that know the words we live by. So I said, if you were to choose mine and I were to choose yours, what would they be? And I knew right away, my husband's words to live by, assume best intent. That he says that all the time. He lives it. He breathes it. He teaches our children, assume best intent. He always assumes that people have good intent until he has learned otherwise, but he always assumes the good in people. And that is such a great quality about him. And then what he said about me is something that I tell my kids every day. There's always a solution. Those are my words to live by. There's always a solution and you're going to find it. Always. That's it. I mean, there's a million other things you could say or your favorite quotes and all that. And we've done favorite quotes here on the show before. But your motto, what they would put on your tombstone, that at your funeral, your kids and your family members would say, this is epitomizes that person's life. These were the words they lived by. My phone number is 651-989-9226. What are yours? Maybe I should ask your kids to call in or your spouse to call in and tell me what they are. Vicky responded on Twitter, don't look back, but with each new day, take a new step forward. Vicky, you're a futurist. I love that. I love it. Wendy said on Twitter, this too shall pass. Now that's a personal favorite for me. That's because my daughter and I both have rings in Hebrew with the words, this too shall pass. Gamsa yivor. In Hebrew, that means this too shall pass. I wear that ring every day, and so does my oldest. Rebecca says on Twitter, it's the simple things in life. I like it, Becky. Oh, my old friend Linnea. Linnea, I love you. She says it's from the Four Agreements. The Four Agreements, the words. That's a great book. Be impeccable with your word. I like it. Let's see. John M. says, it's going to be great. Just wanted to spread positive vibes. I like that. If you wake up with that attitude every day, it's going to be great. John, you can't lose. Jane, a former boss of mine, also quoted Gandhi, be the change you wish to see in the world. Fantastic, Jane. And Jane was a force to be reckoned with. Jane is. And she also put in a Martin Luther King quote, it's always the right time to do the right thing. Yes. Yes, Jane. Yes. Let's see. Jay says, don't give up. Oh, handsome husband. Handsome husband even tweeted at me. Assume best intent. Those are his words. That's true. Chef David Fema. Love David. Everyone go to Fema's downtown. Great restaurant. He wrote maximum effort. That is so David. That is so. If anybody who knows David said, what is his motto? Maximum effort. That's David. That's truth. Let's see. Saul writes, the least expensive improvement in your looks is a smile. I like that. Saul also chimed in with things aren't always as they appear. Truth. Jay writes, have a kind heart. Jeff says, live, give, laugh, love. Dan says, don't ask, don't get. Mm-hmm. Eva says, if you're going to do it right. Let's see. Squim Scared, I don't know, Squim Squared, that's their Twitter profile, says, luck is what's left over after you give 100%. Well done. And Tim, yes, Tim, if at first you don't succeed, hire a lawyer and sue someone on your behalf. Okay, so not great, Tim, not a great way to end, but a great way to lead into some of our calls. You can respond on Twitter and keep the string going. I'm at Jordana WCCO. Jim's in Austin. Jim, what's your motto?
Life is uncertain. Eat dessert first.
Well done. Do you do that, Jim? Do you live the motto?
I try to.
That's right. I love it. Eat dessert first. Enjoy it, Jim, every day. Let's see. Canuto's in Sauk Center. Hi, Canuto.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Great.
I live by a couple quotes. One is, nothing beats a fail but a try.
Ah, I like it.
And the other one is, it's better to make a good run than a poor stand.
That's right. You got to get in the arena, Canuto. Get in there, just like FDR. Well done. Or Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, get in there. Well done. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Susan, in her car on her way to Minneapolis. Susan, what's your motto?
God put us together 46 years ago for a reason, to be hand in glove, to share our love and double it, and divide our joy in half.
So
sorry,
beautiful.
I had 3 brain injuries. Let me say it again.
No. Go ahead.
God put us together for a reason 46 years ago, so our love is doubled and our sorrows are cut in half.
Susan, that is so beautiful, and you said it beautifully. I'm glad to hear you are well. And thank you for sharing. That's a fantastic motto. You have a good partner.
Good to talk to you again, Amy.
You have a great...
I'm sorry, Jordana.
You got it. You have a nice partner. You have a good partner. I'm glad you're together still. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sweet. Diana's in Hutch. Hey, Diana.
Hi, Jordana.
Hit me with the motto, girl.
Mine is that I try every day to learn something new.
Love that. Love.
Because sometimes we kind of think, oh, we know everything. Well, then I found out one day I don't know everything. So
my kids remind me of that every day.
Yeah.
My kids remind me. Diana, you are so right. That is a great motto. Thank you, love. Mike, words to live by. What are they?
Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
That is so true. I'm going to use that one on my kids. That's one they haven't heard from me. I'll give you attribution, Mike. Thank you. Alan's in White Bear Lake. Alan, what's your motto?
I would also follow Amy Klobuchar's lead and quote Paul Wellstone in "We all do better when we all do better."
It's amazing. I love everything about that. Well done, Alan. Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's it. I mean, that I again, my I would say my motto is there's always a solution. But then I do quote Maya Angelou a lot. I always say, when you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do. Right? Right,
that's
Chris?
True.
That's it. Because we didn't know a lot of stuff 10 years ago, 5 years ago, yesterday. But now we know better, so we can make better choices.
No,
and it's okay to change your mind and grow.
And that's just it. When you get information and access to new information, you have the right to change your mind.
Dwayne's in Minneapolis. Dwayne, you're our last guy. What's your motto, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon. My grandfather always taught me, when you throw dirt, you lose ground.
Oh, nice. Well played.
You're a smart man.
Yeah, clearly. And you're a good learner. Dwayne, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
So I love it. We'll play a little bit later in the show, but I knew you would come up big because words like that, they ring in your head. That's why I thought it was such an interesting question to ask the candidates, not the ones who made it all political, but you learn so much about somebody when you know the words they live by or the mottos or the energy that they live by. So I learned more from that question than from the rest of the debate last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.